This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections has gained momentum as several leaders of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA and Grand Alliance held election rallies and meetings today. Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Kataya, Raghunathpur and Badhariya in Gopalganj and Sivan districts. BJP Senior Leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary also addressed rallies in Banka. Chirag Paswan, the President of Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas and Union Minister addressed a public meeting in Parbatta in Khagaria. Meanwhile, the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for 122 constituencies. Voting will be held on the 11th of November across 122 Assembly constituencies spread over 20 districts. In Mohaniya Reserved Constituency of Kemur District, the nomination papers of Rashtriya Janata Dal candidate Shweta Suman were cancelled today after her scheduled caste certificate was found invalid. In the Valmiki Nagar Assembly constituency of West Champaran district, the nomination papers of Drig Narayan Prasad, the Jan Suraj Party candidate, were also cancelled as he failed to resign government teacher post before filing his nomination. Voting will be held in both these constituencies in the second phase. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has notified a key amendment to the Vegetable Oil Products Production and Availability Regulation, VOPA Order 2011. The Ministry in a statement said that the amendment VOPA Order 2025 aims to bring greater regulatory oversight and transparency across the edible oil sector in India. As per the amended order, it is now mandatory for all edible oil manufacturers, processors, blenders and other stakeholders to register and submit monthly production stock returns through the designated online portal. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor witnessed extraordinary jointness and integration among the three services. He added that it also reaffirmed the government's resolve to devise coordinated, adaptive and preemptive defence strategies to deal with the challenges arising out of the changing world order and evolving methods of warfare. Mr. Singh made these remarks while addressing a book launch in New Delhi. This book, titled Civil Military Fusion as a Metric of National Power and Comprehensive Security, has been written by Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, retired. In his address, the Defence Minister emphasised that the traditional defence outlook is no longer sufficient in today's times, as wars are fought not only on the borders, but have now taken a hybrid and asymmetrical form. The Supreme Court has granted 4 months to the Madhya Pradesh High Court to implement its judgment earlier this year, which held that visually impaired persons cannot be denied the opportunity of employment in judicial services. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and K.V. Vishwanathan noted that the submission of the counsel appearing for the Madhya Pradesh High Court that it was in the process of finalising the rules in consultation with the state government and granted 4 months to report compliance. The National Human Rights Commission has issued a notice to the Chief Secretary and DGP of Gujarat over the reported death of a differently abled RTI activist. Reportedly, the victim's body was found in a canal on the 14th of this month after being abducted on the 12th from an area near his residence in Gujarat's Tharad district. Taking suo-motu cognizance of a media report, the Commission has called for a detailed report within 2 weeks. The Indian Railways will run 1,500 special trains over the next 5 days to cater to Chhath festival rush, with an average of 300 special trains per day. These trains will be operated in addition to the regular train services. The Ministry of Railways in a statement said that for the upcoming Chhath Puja and ongoing Diwali season this year, the Indian Railways is running a robust special train schedule to manage the festive travel rush. In Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated England by 6 wickets at the Holkar Stadium in Indore. Chasing a target of 245 runs set by England, Australia made 248 for 4 in 40.3 overs. For Australia, Ashley Gardner scored unbeaten 104 runs, while Annabel Sutherland made unbeaten 92 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.